This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Deme Bandabla. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to interact with students across country in second episode of Pariksha Pe Charcha 2026. In Meghalaya, search and rescue operations continue following the mine explosion at Mungsngat Tangsko area. Tripura Chief Minister Dr. Manik Saha reiterates that state government is working with utmost priority for the overall development of the Autonomous District Council. Now for the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will interact with students across the country in the second episode of the Pariksha Pe Charcha 2026 this morning. The program is scheduled to be telecast at 10 a.m. across multiple platforms. With board exams around the corner, the interaction will focus on addressing exam stress, preparation strategies, time management, and helping students approach tests with confidence. The Prime Minister, in a social media post, said that this episode will feature exam warriors from Coimbatore in Tamil Nadu, Raipur in Chhattisgarh, Devmogra in Gujarat, and Guwahati in Assam. Akashvani's correspondent reports that in this session, the Prime Minister will share practical advice on handling board examinations, building confidence, staying positive, and overcoming common challenges such as anxiety and pressure. The first episode of the 9th edition of Pariksha Pe Charcha was aired on the 6th of this month, during which Prime Minister Modi answered questions and interacted warmly with participants. In Meghalaya, search and rescue operations are continuing following the mine explosion at Mungsngat Tangsko area. No bodies were recovered yesterday, leaving the total dead toll at 27. The affected mine sites were thoroughly searched and operations will resume today to ensure complete coverage. The district administration, East Jaintihil District, has intensified enforcement drives against illegal mining, deputing 5 teams comprising of executive magistrates, police and officials from the Directorate of Mineral Resources. FIRs have been registered in connection with reported illegal mining activities and further legal action is underway. Notably, a compensation amount of Rs 24 lakhs has also been paid to 8 victims of the mine explosion at Mungsngat Tangsko, and compensation amounts will continue to be paid as and when submissions of documentary evidence is secured from the next of kin of the remaining families of the deceased. Tripura Chief Minister Dr. Manik Saha yesterday reiterated that the state government and the Bharatiya Janata Party are working with utmost priority for the overall development of the Autonomous District Council areas and will continue to do so in the coming days. Addressing a public meeting at Kumulwang, the CM said that the development of the EDC remains one of the government's top priorities. He emphasized that the double engine government model is essential for ensuring rapid and sustainable progress in the region. Dr. Saha stated that under the people-centric leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, the vision of the developed and prosperous EDC can be realized. He urged local communities to actively participate in the development process to ensure inclusive growth. He expressed hope that these initiatives would reflect the government's consistent efforts to ensure balance and inclusive development across all regions of Tripura. The meeting was also attended by Tribal Welfare Minister Bikash Debarma, BJP State President Rajiv Pattacharji, among others. Tripura Chief Minister Dr. Manik Saha yesterday said that the law and order situation in Tripura has improved significantly in recent times. He stated that along with the overall development of the state, plant developmental works are also being carried out in the ADC areas. Addressing a meeting organized by the BJP's Takarjala Mandal, the Chief Minister said that the state government is committed to ensuring the development of Tripura by taking everyone along. He emphasized that inclusive growth remains a key priority of the government. In Nagaland, the narcotic cell of police headquarters Kohima has seized a significant quantity of illegally smuggled foreign cigarettes and suspected heroin during a special surprise motor vehicle check post drive conducted on Friday. According to an official statement issued by the Superintendent of Police Narcotics, the operation was carried out as part of the routine enforcement and anti-smuggling measures. During the drive, personnel from the narcotic cell detected and seized approximately 10 soap cases of suspected heroin. In the same operation, the team also intercepted and confiscated a large consignment of illegally smuggled foreign cigarettes estimated to be worth around 75 lakh rupees. The cigarettes were found to have been transported without valid customs documentation and are suspected to be of foreign origin. The seized goods were intended for illegal distribution, causing potential revenue loss to the government and violating custom laws. The police further informed that the confiscated cigarettes have been handed over to the customs department for further investigation and legal proceedings under the relevant provisions of the Customs Act and other applicable laws. Assam government has decided to refer the matter of Congress MP and State Congress Chief Gaurav Gogoi's alleged Pakistan links to the Ministry of Home Affairs. Addressing a press conference yesterday at Guwahati, Assam Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma clarified that the investigation was being pursued strictly from the standpoint of national security, with political considerations being secondary. Mr. Sarma informed that the state government had constituted special investigation team to inquire into alleged anti-India conspiracy by a Pakistani citizen in alleged connivance with Gaurav Gogoi and his wife, who is a British citizen. He said, keeping in mind the seriousness of the matter, state government has decided to hand over the matter to the Union Ministry of Home Affairs for further investigation by a central agency. Manipur Chief Minister Shri Yum Nam Kim Chan Singh visited Thangal Bazaar yesterday to take stock of the ongoing road development and renovation works being undertaken across the market area. During the inspection, Singh interacted with the concerned department officials and directed them to expedite the development works being carried out to beautify the market areas. The Chief Minister's visit aimed to review the progress of the ongoing projects and ensure their timely completion. In Arunachal Pradesh, the Donyi Polo Kargu Gamgi Kam Cultural Center was inaugurated at Modi Rijo in Indernagar. Speaking on the occasion, Chief Minister Pema Khandu observed that in rapid modernization and global influences, indigenous belief systems face increasing challenges, especially among younger generations. Institutions like the Kargu Gamgi play a crucial role in preserving, practicing and transmitting indigenous faith and values in an organized and meaningful manner, Mr. Khandu said. He announced that the state government, in collaboration with the cultural institutions, is working towards establishing a dedicated university for indigenous studies. The Chief Minister further shared plans to promote global exchange and learning about preservation of indigenous practices by facilitating study visits. He also expressed intent to host international conferences in Arunachal Pradesh on indigenous faith and cultural practices. A delegation of 44 students from Ladakh and Kerala, accompanied by their teachers in charge, is currently visiting Nagaland under the Ashtalakshmi Darshan Youth Exchange Program. Nagaland University Medzi Pema Campus is hosting the visiting teams until 14th of this month. The program is an initiative of the Ministry of Development of Northeastern Region in collaboration with the Northeastern Council, Shillong. It aims to promote the spirit of Ek Bharat, Shrestha Bharat by fostering national integration, cultural understanding and mutual respect among India's diverse regions. Kuki Zo MLA Wung Zagin Valte was airlifted yesterday from Imphal to New Delhi for treatment at Medanta, the Medicity Hospital, Gurugram. Sri Valte, who sustained grievous injuries during the May 2023 violence in Imphal, had been staying in Churachandpur following prolonged treatment in Delhi. Through teleconferencing, doctors from Imphal remained in constant touch with the medical team at Churachandpur Medical College Hospital. Chief Minister Shri Yum Nam Kim Chan Singh interacted with Shri Valte's family members and wished him a speedy recovery. An arm wrestler from Meghalaya, Sinibi Sinkli, has brought immense pride to the state and India by leading the Indian team as captain at the World Arm Wrestling and Para Arm Wrestling Cup 2026, held from January 31st to 7th February 2026 in Tashkent, Uzbekistan. At the prestigious event, Sinibi clinched two bronze medals in the senior women's 60kg category, and in addition to this international achievement, Sinibi Sinkli was also conferred the title of Female Player of the Year by the Pro Panjad League, India's largest arm wrestling platform, which features top arm wrestlers from across the country. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin from Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.